Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. A little Chicago bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage, Bill. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Karen McCall is our guest. She is one of our financial experts. She's a personal financial expert. She's the author of Financial Recovery, which, Karen, tell us how we can find you and what you guys do in your business and how we can find your book.
Okay, the business is financialrecovery.com, www.financialrecovery.com. You can find the book, actually, any of your bookstores. It's certainly you. There's a link on my website. I also have some great free information on my website. I have a blog. I've got a money autobiography to download. Last week, I think, on the blog, we have a work history autobiography to download. And so there's a lot of good information. Also, there's information about training to become a money coach, financial recovery counselor.
All right. We need more of those. So congratulations on that.
Oh, we do. Absolutely.
And thank you for that. It's Karen McCall, ladies and gentlemen. Karen, there are a lot of people out there right now who are trying to get, you know, the world, as you know, the world is deleveraging. I mean, this is one of the reasons why the economy is taking a hit globally, because the world, nations, city, local, state governments, people, institutions, everybody's deleveraging. Everybody's trying to get out of debt, trying to find a way to get off of the drug of debt. And you say in your book, you talk about doing that, trying to get some kind of recovery to your financial situation. You say it's not for sissies. And boy, howdy, is that the truth? Talk to us about that a little bit.
One of the chapters in my book I call Saving Your Way Out of Debt. And I believe that if we're going to get out of debt, we have to address not only our relationship to debt, but our relationship to saving as well. People get out of debt all the friggin' time. You know that. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is to have an approach where we can get out of debt, have it be sustainable, and the only way that can happen is if we begin saving. And I'm not talking about investing right now. I'm talking about that revolving savings account
mm-hmm.
that we have for those non-monthly expenses and for those, quote-unquote, emergencies that come up. So I have a great approach. It's called Saving Your Way Out of Debt. The other thing is, most of us who are in debt think, black and white, you know, I'm going to put my life on hold until I get out of debt. It just will not work for people. People have to have an approach to getting out of debt where they know that they still get to have a life. Rather than, okay, I'm putting my life on hold until I'm out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
That is such a setup for failure.
Because most of us are not going to live that austere in a life. So we wind up with big swings, right?
We do. You know, it's going into that diet mentality, the crash diet, and then you know we're going to eat that first chocolate cake that comes along once we feel deprived. We can't go into the mode where we're not taking care of ourselves, we're not having some fun. And, you know, the first rule of holes, if you're in one, stop digging. So we
mm-hmm.
want people to stop digging, but then to have a sensible approach, and it may take a little longer in thinking about it, but that's what's going to work for people rather than, put my life on hold until I get out of debt.
Just well, we've all work. Seen people, and I like your analogy of the weight loss thing. You know, you're better off not to go on a crash diet. You're better off to just begin today, eat healthier today. Just learn how to be a little healthier with your food choices. And same thing with exercise. You and I have all seen, we've all seen people who just dive into an exercise regimen, and they're a little whirlwind for 2 or 3 days or maybe a week or two, and then it all goes away. And that we've got, sustainability is the key, isn't it?
It really is. And rather than deprivation mode, we have to know that we're taking care of our needs. You know, one of the reasons that diets don't work is that they're quite often really limiting. They leave a person starving. They leave a person with a sense of, I'm really hungry here.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to look at that same thing emotionally in our lives. We don't want to leave ourselves with that feeling of, oh, my gosh, I'm longing. I'm in so much deprivation. But then we just go out and binge like heck. We want to make sure that we're taking care of our needs. that we hopefully are also addressing what some of our wants and desires are. That's what makes the difference, having that balanced approach.
Well, it's not for sissies. And
no.
And as you say, and it takes being smart about this, doesn't it? That's what you talk about in your book. You got to be smart about it. You got to decide you're going to have a healthy relationship with money, the way we have try to have a healthy relationship with food. And it's about moderation. It sounds like to me what you're saying, and sustainability.
Well, Jim, may I say something? You know, I've been counseling for over 20 years, and when I wrote this book, they asked me to write about my work. And so if someone is wanting to improve their relationship with money, get out of debt, the book is step-by-step how I worked with people for 20 years. So this isn't a book on theory. This is very practical in terms of steps that people can take to improve their relationship with money, address their relationship to savings, to debt, and work and earning money as well.
Mm-hmm. And folks, you can find all that in Financial Recovery. The website again, Karen?
Financialrecovery.com.
Check it out. And the publisher is a friend of ours, New World Library, Mark Allen.
Aren't they great? Oh, my God.
Do you know
gosh.
Mark? Mark's a good friend of
I
ours.
I know. Well, Mark approached me and asked me to write this book.
Well, say hi to Mark.
How honored do I feel?
Say hi to Mark for us when you get a chance. Karen, thanks for being here. Good
I
job.
I will. Thank you, Jim.
Karen
Have
McCall,
a wonderful day.
Ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Black. No, I've got one more. I was just teasing. I was seeing if you're paying attention. I'm going to be right back. I got another half hour to do here. We're going to talk about profits with Pat Sigmund. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.